All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin the communion class with prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for mightily moving in our lives. I thank you for all the blessings that you've given us this week. Help us to go forward in you, only forward in you, that we may do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
As we commune with the Lord, we learn things we couldn't learn any other way. The last night I asked the Lord for a scripture. He gave me Isaiah 20, when Ethiopia and Egypt would be captured by the king of Assyria. When one heard the news of the other's captivity, their heart sunk. And what he showed me was the scope. When something happens, if people don't look to God, you know, fear looks to man or to the situation or to the problem. When that happened, they were not the kind of people that would look to God. So once a tragedy happened, that's the scope of their world. And they learn to live under that oppression, and they can't come out of it. And he was showing me that the Jews would always look to God and get out of it. Even if they were in sin, they'd repent. And they get out of it. But the next time, it'll be harder for them to repent. But they do it, and they get out of it. And the world don't do that. And the church does. When we look to the Lord, when we have the same kind of situations the world have, we just look to the Lord, and many times we win. Sometimes we don't, but most of the time we can always win.
Yes.
But when you look to the Lord, your scope is bigger. You can see God is bigger than the problem.
Yes.
And they remained in captivity. You know, they couldn't recover like the Jews did. But people that know God, they can always overcome. That's part of communion.
Yes.
Seeing God.
Ooh, good.
And people who look to the situation, that situation looks bigger. And they get, you know, we have to look to the Lord. There are always challenges, and but we can look to him, and we can go forward. There was a lady that had that I think it was Parkinson's disease. She couldn't stop moving. We didn't get her healed, but it bothered me. This was back in the 80s, and the church prayed for her. We didn't win that battle. But I said, Lord, I want you to teach me how to, you know, how we can go forward. It's all about, and the times that we did, the thing that was in common, we looked to him, and we win. And all of this is in communion, and it's according to how we measure it. We're able to measure the word greater as we receive the word of God in our heart. And Jesus is teaching them things. We're in Revelation chapter 2. We'll look at the Pergamos church in verse 12. And now Jesus always won, but he always looked to the Father.
Yes.
And he always measured God greater.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, that's what we do when we pray, when we endeavor to go forward. We look to the Lord and we win. And it gets easier. That's the blessing. All right. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath a sharp sword and two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, and where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith. Even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelt. Now the Lord knows where they dwell. They live in a place where there's it's like a satanic stronghold. Yeah, it's bad, and it's not getting better. But they're holding fast. They're holding. They're not surrendering. They're not giving in. They're going forward. He said, and then even though he said, this is another one. Even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. And they were still steadfast and unmovable. Sometimes when a soldier get killed, when a man of God or a woman of God gets killed that everybody looks to, people are scattered, but they didn't. In verse 14, he said, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. And we looked at this last week, but the doctrine of Balaam, Balaam was not like he became. He was a prophet. He was a real prophet. But his focus changed, and then he changed. Balak kept offering him more and more money and sending more and more noble people to him, and he turned. With any form of sin, if that becomes your greater desire, then that's where he compromised. Brother Horton pointed out that when people sin, there's no changes. Nothing automatically happens right away. And then their heart gets harder and their will gets weaker. And he ended up teaching Balak how to cast a stumbling block before Israel. Now, they were living where Satan's seat is, and they were still steadfast, but this was forming. Something was forming to change their scope, their focus. And it was slow. But they didn't yield to it yet. But it was a slow forming problem. And the Lord was alerting them to it. Because it was about to, this would have destroyed them. And the Lord saw it coming. And the Lord taught me that when he said the biggest problem is my people don't follow me, this was included in why he said that. Because when something's forming, if there's a relationship, if people are having communion with him, he can warn them about forming problems. That they don't, these are dedicated people that love God and they care about the things of God. But this problem was forming and it was starting off small, and the Lord showed them what to do to kill it. And he continued, he said, so hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. And that's another forming problem. People, you know, power over the people. If we're all washed in the blood of Christ, every Christian is washed in the blood of Christ, we've been made joint heirs with Christ. The way we treat people should be no different than the way we treat Christ. Because we've been made joint heirs. We were washed in his blood. We share the same grace. Even people that have a calling, they just have an assignment that they got to perform. And people who are stronger, they can help those who are weaker. But putting people in subjection because you have a calling, or because you're wiser or stronger, that's not God's way. He wants us to love and respect every Christian, from the least to the greatest, and have no respect to persons.
Mm-hmm. He also says, you know, that the servant is the greatest of all.
Yes, all this is right.
So it's contrary to the Bible to be over people. Yeah. He sets the order, of course.
Yeah. And there's an order to the callings, but as far as the way we operate with people, yeah, we love and respect everybody.
Well, just like us thinking of Mary, she's the leader of this group.
Yeah.
She's servant to us.
Right.
Well, we respect her from that position,
yeah,
God's authority that she's put there.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, because of her position, she serves us.
Yeah. A blessing.
Amen.
and that's the way it's supposed to be. Jesus tried, he washed his disciples' feet. He showed that he was letting them know, this is how you treat my people. Now the leader's washing everybody's feet. And they were thinking about the Egyptian king, the Roman king, the way the Pharisees was. Peter said, no, not so. See, that leaven was already there. and Jesus was killing it. He showed them by example. That was something they could never forget. If he told them, they'd forget that, but they'll never forget, he washed my feet. And he died to save my soul.
And you know, young people now not only take communion, the husband will wash them with the wife's feet in the wedding ceremony. It's gorgeous. I believe it. It's so pretty.
Yeah. That's the kind of pure love that the Lord puts his anointing on.
You know, you don't have to be just
living
with to do that.
No. Mm-mm. The way we serve each other, God is watching. That's the God pours his anointing on pure love. And even those who are anointed, the Lord taught me this. They can't go any further till they start operating in that pure love. And that's why many that are first will be last. Many that are last will be first. And the way that works is, whatever they're doing, they'll continue to do it. They won't change from what they're doing, their post. But the anointing to do the greater works will be given to those who operate in pure love. See, it takes an anointing to do the work of God. And anybody that can receive it can receive it. If he anointed you 10 years ago, that's fine. But as you continue to operate in pure love and you're subject to God, you're learning from it, you're increasing, you're able to measure the word greater, so he's going to trust you with more anointing. That's what it's going to take to do the work. And people think, well, I got to have so much money and I have to have so much fame and prestige and influence. That's not required. The anointing can do the same work whether you're known or not, whether you're rich or not.
Amen.
That's right. See, when the Lord put those that are first, they'll receive greater anointing and do a greater work with less. And those that were first will be last. Many that are first will be last. Many that are last will be first. And God thinks of everything. If you can measure his word greater, he can cause you to do something. He can cause you to do key things that can't be undone. All right, we'll stop there. And this is why he hates those things, because it stops everything. Communing with the Lord gives us the advantage. Even when he's rebuking, he's pointing out problems, things that we're doing. He does it to help us out. We'll pick up at verse 15 next week. Let's mark it.
Faithful are the wounds of a friend.
Yeah, perfect. All right, First Corinthians, I'm going to try not to go over next week. All right, 1 Corinthians 11:24. And when he had given thanks, he break it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And Lord, we receive communion. We receive your influence, your words. Help us do all that's in your heart. And help us to be a blessing to all who need you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.